Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, March 8th, 2018, and this is episode 215 of The Big Show. Thank you again for listening. I really do appreciate it, and I think we've got a really, really great show for you this week. I want to follow up on my interview with Mike Moran from last week and sort of tie the various threads together that Mike and I talked about. Now, some of this you heard in our episode about the top trends for 2018. From a few weeks back. And we've definitely talked about part of this when customer experience is queen. What does that mean? And content is king. Customer experience is queen. But I think it's really critical to understand how the world has changed and how that's affecting everything we do as marketers. We really live in a very different era than has ever existed before. You know, what we're running into is pace. When we think about the most effective marketing organizations, when we think about the most effective businesses overall, they seem to operate at a different pace than their competition. They seem to operate at a different pace than everyone else altogether. And one of the reasons I think this is because they recognize that customers expect you to move at a different pace. Now, I don't mean that you have to go all pell-mell. You know, you have to go nuts, go as fast as you can, never looking ahead to where you're trying to get. I don't mean that at all. Pace should always be in service of your strategy. It also doesn't mean you need to be first. It just means that you need to get there fast once you decide that there is a place you want to be. And what makes pace possible isn't going fast by itself. It's having a plan, having a strategy of where you want to go to, but then also operationally understanding how to operate at a given pace. I'm sure I've told this story before, but if you haven't heard it before, you know, I want to make sure it doesn't get missed. And if you have heard it before, I'd ask you to bear with me for a moment. I majored in music in college, technically the business of music, but I was in the music school and I had a minor in vocal performance. And my professor, my voice teacher, always used to say, he kind of drove me nuts with this, I'm not going to lie, but he always used to say, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Now, perfect practice doesn't mean that you make no mistakes. Instead, it's a process for how you practice, how you learn from practice, and how you apply what you learned, the lessons that you learned, the next time, and then the time after that, and then the time after that. And in reality, most companies who don't understand why they struggle with digital, who don't understand how they operate at a pace that their customers expect, fundamentally miss this idea. You know, in my interview with Mike a week ago, we talked about his book briefly, Do It Wrong Quickly. You know, he talks about the need to do it wrong quickly, which is exactly the right idea. And when we think about how your marketing team or your business team needs to operate today, it's that same concept. But you're not doing it wrong to do it wrong. You're doing it wrong because you're practicing perfectly. Now, there are a ton of methodologies out there that come from the development world that work really well when applied in a marketing context, whether they're Scrum or Lean or DevOps or Kanban or on and on and on. But the idea is that they all focus on the realities of digital. They focus on the realities of moving at pace and using that pace, using that tempo, using that rehearsal to get good at putting new things in front of customers easily and quickly and readily. They take for granted that you have to do things quickly. And yes, sometimes you'll do them wrong, but ideally you will learn from those mistakes. You will learn from the practice and you will apply that to the next effort so that you can do it right and so that you can meet customers' expectations more quickly, more easily, more readily. You know, we talked a few weeks ago about this idea that digital is like gravity. You know, it's got these rules. It's not just a good idea. It's sort of a law, right? And I mentioned Paul Virilio's concept two weeks ago, that, you know, when you invent the ship, you invent the shipwreck. So this is a double-edged thing. Sometimes you're going to have to understand that there may be some risks out there that you need to figure out how to eliminate, how to mitigate, or how to accept. You know, there's a great tool I learned from IBM years ago. I'm not sure if they got it from someplace else, but this idea of a risk matrix, where we say there are things that are high risk, medium risk, and low risk. High likelihood, medium likelihood, and low likelihood. And high impact, medium impact, and low impact. And basically, anything that was high, you know, high likelihood of happening, high impact when it did, had to be eliminated, had to seriously be mitigated. Anything where there was either a high likelihood and a medium or low impact, or a medium likelihood or a low likelihood, but a high impact, you also needed to make sure you mitigated those as well. And the only way you'll be able to do that regularly is if you practice it. If you think about all of the big projects you've ever done around digital, whether it's a major campaign, whether it's a major promotion, whether it's the launch of a new website, any of those things, it's remarkable how often they don't go well. And the reason they don't go well is because you haven't practiced, you haven't rehearsed. Not even perfectly. You haven't done it at all in many cases, right? That's pretty normal. We do these things as one-offs. We forget the lessons from them. I mean, somebody remembers. Don't get me wrong. There's somebody who's got the scars who says, wait. Remember the last time we did something like this, right? But it is the reality that as an organization or as a culture, or as an institution, your institutional knowledge may not have learned the correct lessons from what happened there. Whereas if you're releasing things all the time and learning from those and applying those lessons to the next thing you do, you put yourself in a much better position to operate at a higher tempo, to operate at a higher pace, and to meet the needs of your customers where and when they expect you to. You know, a few weeks back, we talked about where AI will affect sales and marketing first and most. And one of those places is with speed. AI will make you able to move faster. But if you already are comfortable with moving at a given tempo, if you're already comfortable with moving at a given pace, you're going to do so much better with AI than you will if you just apply AI to the way you do things today. So a lot of this is really about how do we get into a plan of rehearsal? How do we get into a way to operate at pace, to operate at a higher tempo? Because that will enable us to provide better experiences for our customers more quickly, more readily, and more easily as their tastes change or as their expectations change. And if there's one thing we've seen from digital over the last 20 years, and frankly, customer behavior more broadly over the last 20 plus years, it's that their tastes are changing quickly. Their expectations increasingly rise. You know, when they get into an Uber for the first time and simply walk out when they're done, walk away, and have that seamless experience, it suddenly raises the bar for everybody else. When Amazon delivers a package the same day it's ordered, it raises the bar for everyone else. And if you've seen Amazon Go, I mean, that really raises the bar for everyone else. So the only way you're going to be able to meet the needs of your customers as you go forward is to move faster. And the only way you're going to be able to move faster is by practicing it, is by actually building your operation around how to do that correctly, how to practice perfectly. And when you get that right, you're going to find yourself with much happier customers and a much more successful business quickly. Now, speaking of time and looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 215. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, if you wouldn't mind providing a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Music Store, that would really be great. I would very much appreciate it. You can also contact me on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. On Twitter, using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Or via email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for listening. I very much appreciate the fact that you do that every single week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a wonderful week ahead, and I will look forward to catching up with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next time. Until then, take care, everybody.